Shalom, I'm so humbled. There are a couple of the guys who get the schmooze, and they asked me if I can record one. We weren't able to do it live this week, and I'm pretty sure now every week from Sukkot till Pesach, we had a schmooze, which shows a lot in each of you. Each of you gives me so much chizuk, and the idea of consistency, and we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, but just that idea that you need to be consistent, that just because it's been as modern, we still daven three times a day, we still go to Minyan, we don't deviate from a plan. Okay, you can't do it in person, or less people come, or you have to listen. And now that I can upload it to YU Torah, you can listen on double speed. You don't need some fancy app that allows you to listen to notes down on double speed. So okay, it goes a little quicker. It goes a little quicker, but it's so important, the idea of being consistent. You just have to be consistent, and everything just flows. It's much easier as opposed to sometimes I do this, sometimes I do that. You have a better control of your life when you're able to be somebody who is consistent. Tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem, Daf Yomi is going to finish Maseches Psachim. They go through, they do Shabbat, Erev, and Pesachim, basically take about a year, a little bit over a year, those three Masechtas. And Shabbat started at the beginning of COVID, like a week into Shabbat was after Purim. So basically those three Masechtas just went by. And you're thinking, as reflect about finishing Pesachim, and you just think about back in Shabbos, there's no shul for most of it, and Zoom, and then, for Erev, it'll get a little better, and then on and off with the Seger, the Pesachim, and now this is, I was just telling my wife that this is the first, we had last year Pesach, Sukkot, Chanukah, we had lockdowns for all of them, and this is the first time that seemingly doing activities will be mutter v'chadchila. You'll be able to do things, and it seems like things are getting into a different, back to somewhat of what we knew beforehand. So it's a shem. It'll just be continued with good health and good bracha. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Beis talks about the following idea. They talk about when a king gets appointed, when the year starts. So the Rosh Hashanah for the Melachim is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if a king gets appointed on the 29th day of Adar, and he rules for that one day, he gets into his throne, he sits down, he gets breakfast before he knows it, he's getting ready for Mincha, Shkia, then it's nighttime, and all of a sudden it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and he rules for one day. Now Rosh Chodesh Nisan is his second year. And the Gemara says that one day is considered a year. In one day you can accomplish a year. So this is not agreed with by all the Rishonim. Some say, no, it needs to be a little longer. It needs to be something of, somewhat of substance. A day is nothing. It's got to be maybe a month or whatever. But going under the pretext, we're going to work on this pretext, that one day is considered a year. I'm blown away by that concept. Because what does that mean? That means in one day you could accomplish a year's work. If the same king has started in Aleph Nisan, and then the following Aleph Nisan is year two, he's in the exact same boat of years of kingdom, of years of reigning the world, as somebody who had started, as somebody who had been for basically a year minus a day. So the guy starting in Aleph Nisan, the guy starting in Chavtetz Adar, once Aleph Nisan comes, they're in the exact same position. And it's a powerful idea. It's a powerful idea of what we can do in one day. And I don't think we generally have this approach, but you think back to I had a conversation with Ellie Burstein about this, that he went on Poland. He was inspired. On one day, he was inspired of learning. And, through the last year and a half since his trip to Poland, or, 16 months since his trip to Poland, the guy's done Masechtas. He's been through three, four Masechtas. He's continuing to learn. He's done 150 daf. In one day, he decided that, no, my life is different. It could take a whole year. It could take a whole year of hearing things. Or it could take one day, but in that one day, he made a decision. I'm going to be different. I'm going to do something more. I'm not going to be someone who's like, oh no, I'm not going to do it. It's not for me. I can't do it. No, I can do it. I woke up that one day I was inspired, and that's very profound to me. That's very, very meaningful to me. That doesn't have to be a whole. That'd be a whole life. It could be. We can really have that spark in one day. And there was, this past week, I'm going to actually make a siyum in about an hour. I went to a shir. I asked a bunch of guys, you know, every guy got a different question or so. I have about 5-6 questions. I asked one guy, do you think you can finish Shas? He said, absolutely. And then he tells me, you know, his plan for being his mom is to do brachos in a week. And the guy just did brachos in a week with, you know, 3-4 minute summaries on every single dav. So, yeah, to some extent, he was doing something to making sure that he at least had some idea to mention what was on the daf. Incredible, incredible. In one day, he could have got, you know, a month's worth, you know, whatever you want to call it. In one day, he accomplished a week's worth. He accomplished, you know, a week and a half of people who do daf yomi. You know, you go back to, you know, your high school, you know, some of the high schools, he did in one day what they do in 4 years. So, he accomplished in one day what could be 4 years worth of high school. It's incredible. It's incredible. It's incredible what we can do. And often our biggest thing that holds us back from success is just our fear of how much we can accomplish. And the fear of, I can't do it because it's going to take so long. It's going to take so long. You know, I can't do daf yomi 7.5 years consistently. And okay, that's the greatest word to daf yomi is the power of consistency. That's why the chashivas of daf yomi is more the yomi than the daf. I remember when last year before COVID, I was schmoozing with this older gentleman. And he was telling me he had just been, right after the siyum shas, he was telling me he had just finished shas for the sixth time. Which I then did the quick math. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I mean, for 45 years, his guy has done the daf every single day. That, to me, it blew me away. It blew me away. And 45 years earlier, he would have been like, nah, I can't do it. But how was he able to do it? Because he's like, I'm gonna accomplish the goal in one day. Every day is gonna add on. I'm not gonna finish shots every day, but every day is going to that goal because I can accomplish a year's worth of that day. But without that day, if I don't have that day, if the king does not have Chavtes Adar, if he has Alav Adar, he accomplished nothing. He didn't finish a year. You have to have it. You have to have that day. You have to have that point where you're like, okay. Today I'm going to focus on this day because I have an end goal. I have a goal I want to get to. I have a goal that I ultimately want to reach. But it all starts with a day. And I can accomplish, I can make up a year's worth in a day. It's an incredible concept. And it's no coincidence that this concept comes up in Maseches Rosh Hashanah because Maseches Rosh Hashanah is all about Rosh Hashanah. The yontiv that we know of Rosh Hashanah is really, in a nutshell, is all that. I can accomplish in one day on Rosh Hashanah, I can make up for what was the past year. I can make, you know, in both good and bad, we affect the whole year in basically one day. We're determining what is going to be for the coming time. What's going to be in our lives? Where are we going to be? And, you know, it's hitting me more because I'm just hearing too many crazy meisim of young people, not even COVID related, or getting sick and everything else that's going on in the world, that it's really hitting me more. I've always had this idea, and I think we all do to an extent, even though, you know, we'll wake up a little bit and like this past Rosh Hashanah, and then we'll all think, oh, last Rosh Hashanah, maybe the art scroll page counting would have been less shaykh than really focusing. But, you know, we all have, like, we don't really view, like, you know, life is more or less status quo. I think the past year has shown us it's really not. Like, you know, you can't plan for anything. Like, I try to be an organized person, know what it's going to be like. I can't plan for anything. We never know. And it's put us back into the point of view that we've never known. It's always been Hashem's world. And whatever it is that Hashem has in mind is going to be. But it's very, very difficult when we can't have it. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah, you know, at its core is that. The entire year is being determined in one day. In one moment, I can change everything. I can change history. In this one day, I can make what's going to be for my whole year. Okay, I'll have to put in my hishtadlus, of course. But I'm writing it. I'm writing the history on the wall, and you know, it's the same idea. We could fall in one day, and the same way we could fall in one day, we could get right back up, and we can rise once again. In one day, the power is unlimited. I think in all of our lives, we have moments that define us. We have moments that are life changing. And when you think about it, you often think just how differently they can go. I grew up a very, very big sports fan. I won't say that I'm not a sports fan today. I'm still a sports fan, but I've definitely tamed down. And when we made Aliyah, you know, I think there's a lot of things you need to do when you make Aliyah. And there's you got to still have, and especially now it's much easier with you know, what communication is like. But yeah, you have to stay connected to a lot of things that you know, because it's so, so difficult as it is when you're adjusting to a new culture and a new society, that if you try to go full turkey, cold turkey, it's going to, you're going to fail. So I happen to have been, gotten very, I was very, I mean, I've always been a Mets fan. I was very, very into them. And I had a tekufa that I was waking up very early to watch their games. And okay, I'm not gonna say I wasn't having a Shana Olive hurdle that, you know, then after the game went back to bed and woke up at noon, and I wasn't having, you know, a struggle that, you know, if it came time for Shacharis, okay, the game's not over, I'm not gonna watch it. But I was very, very into it, and I was waking up very, very early. And I remember even a series against the Indians in late August of 19, when my wife was in the States, and it was me and my baby, and I was waking up at, like, basically the game started at like 2 here in Israel time. I was waking up at like 3:20, 3:30, starting from the beginning, and then just finishing the game. And, you know, Nate's was very early then, just davening, coming home, and then, you know, taking a nap after. I remember that. And the Mets were having a big second half, and they were playing it, and this is a game. I've told some guys, I view this as a life-changing moment for me. They're playing the Washington Nationals, an important game, trying to catch the Nationals. They're playing very, very good baseball, and they're up 5-4 in the ninth inning, top of the ninth inning, and this guy hits what should have been an inning-ending double play. Trey Turner, the Nationals, forgets about that, thinks there's two outs, throws to first, the Mets score a run, and then they end up scoring another four. So they take a 10-4 lead into the bottom of the ninth. Both the Mets and Nationals that year were definitely not known for having strong bullpens. And as it would go, you know, watching the bottom of the ninth, and I'm watching it unfold before my very eyes. And it gets to a point, okay, Nationals score one run, another run, and all of a sudden it's 10-8, two on and two out, and Edwin Diaz, who, you know, all he did that year was give up home runs that lost ball games. No, he's facing Kurt Suzuki, and I remember telling myself that if he hits a home run now, I'm done. Like, it's a sign, I'm done. And sure enough, he hits a home run, ball game over, Mets lose, and I stopped, and I've been very, very minimal following since then. And I view that as a life-changing event. Not that I think people need to give up sports. I think that people can, for sure, and people should follow sports. I think it's a great outlet. I think also, first of all, when you're younger, it's very, and you don't necessarily have the strongest of real friendship, it's a great way to have, it's a great mutual kosher way to have friendships and relationships. And then when you get older, for a lot of people, it's a very healthy way of having friendships, definitely with colleagues who may not be Jewish. It's also a very good bonding and talking points. But for me, I viewed it as a life-changing event because it allowed me to realize that, and it is based off the Beis HaLevi with Ani Yotzei Ve'Odu V'Chai, that we're able to realize, you know, when you study and pull an all-nighter for a paper, it's your way of knowing I can also do that for learning. And it showed me that, you know, to a T, if I'm able to stay up or wake up super, super early to watch ball games, why am I not able to wake up super early for Hashem and super early to learn? And I look at myself in the last year and a half, but especially during this time of COVID where it's been so challenging, that's been a real thing that I've been able to hold on to, that's been able to be very special and dear to me. And it came in one moment I surpassed what could have been a lifetime. It could have been a lifetime of never knowing that was a time I could wake up. And never knowing that was a time people do wake up. Like, you know, it's not, you know, a lot of times, like, you know, we live in these worlds, like, okay, if you think a person's waking up at 3:30, 4 o'clock, you know, they've got to be like some malach and some crazy person. And then, you know, you go to a shul and you realize the people that get there at that time are the biggest jokesters in the whole shul. And, you know, they're not these like crazy, crazy intense people, but they're people that are able to push themselves to different levels, but not, they're definitely relatable individuals. And I never would have known that. I never would have thought that was possible. But I saw that from that. In one moment, I was able to code in myself, hopefully a lifetime of pushing myself, of being able to reach a height that I never would have known. We all have it in us. We all have the one moment. We all have that moment where we're able to say, "This moment is going to be a year's worth." In one moment, I'm going to make up a year's worth because it's going to be a life changing moment that the rest of my life I'm going to be defined by that. It's going to be something I'm going to decide today. I'm doing this, and now all of a sudden, it's not so difficult. One of the guys, hopefully he'll listen, he asked me, like, how do you get to a point where you just wake up for Minyan? And I told him, like, you know, it's not like, you know, it's nothing you can really do. Like, you just do it. Like, you know, it's not such a, you know, it's not necessarily the best answer that people want to hear, but you just do it. You all of a sudden, you do it one day. Oh, you do it a second day. You do it a third day. You do it a fourth day, a fifth day. And then all of a sudden, you know, a month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 10 years later, you look at it, oh, it's not so difficult. It's just what I do. You know, it's not necessarily a crazy challenge because it's something that I do. And I decided in this one moment, and making the most of every moment and making moments that are going to count as if it is a year's worth of moments because it's a life-changing worth amount of moments. So we should all be zochet to this. We should all be zochet to reach this level. We should all be zochet to have moments that are really able to change our lives for the better, and to look back at that moment wherever we're going to be next year, the year after, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the line from now, wherever we're going to be. But we're making decisions that are making us be the best Ovdei Hashem we can possibly be. Everyone should have a wonderful Yontif. Should be an enjoyable time. It should be a relaxing time. It should be a fun time, and should be a meaningful time as we're Mirtzah Hashem getting closer to the Geula. Have a wonderful day and a Chag Kasher Sameach.